You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm here with Powder Shoots for a fun little chat about all things good. You guys playing a gig tonight at U-Bar for Rio Week. How fizzed are you?
It's going to be loud,
yeah.
Sweaty.
Rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you had to describe it in one word, what would it be?
Energetic.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Or chaos.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, yeah.
Energetic chaos.
That's two words. Good two words.
Pushing boundaries.
You're playing tonight. You just released an album in April. Your debut album, Powder Shoots. How does it feel to have a massive body of work out there?
Yeah, it's just really cool to have something just out there that we can kind of attach our name to and that, mm-hmm. say that we're really proud of. It's definitely just... The album, if we were to describe it, I would say is just us up until that point that it was released.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like what we've been up to the last probably 7 or 8 years.
Crazy.
So it's really cool to put all that behind us and have it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a big, really, like a lot more work than you think goes into an album.
Yeah.
So to have that just done, like I think probably been a year and a half process recording and getting mixes and masters in.
It's definitely satisfying to see what the stuff that we've made being out there for everyone to hear.
Yeah, it's
pretty cool.
What was the like writing and recording process like for you guys?
Well, originally we weren't actually writing an album. It was just, like we said, it was probably like the process of the last 7 years or so of us playing together. And just, we had all these songs, so it was about 11 or 12 songs that we had that we just... decided we needed to record and just put together.
Yeah.
And some of those songs that you like I said, like 7 or 8 years old.
Nuts.
Yeah. Like I think it's more of a collection of songs than thinking of it as an album. Like it's just kind of what we had at the time and it's just easy to call it an album.
Yeah.
By using that title, yeah.
True, true. Do you have a favourite song on the album?
I think Vendetta is my personal favourite. I think it was kind of the last one that we finished before the album. It kind of got finished in the studio, and I think it's just got some really cool layers, and I really like the section at the end where it goes blood on the walls of all our sons and daughters, and I like got some cool vocal layers on it, and I don't know, I think it's fat.
I think it was a song that definitely made us think, like we were like fully putting a lot, not like we put a lot of effort into everything, but Vendetta was one of those songs where it's like because it was being written on the spot, we kind of were constantly like in our heads about what we can do and how we can do it.
Sure.
So it was a pretty, that was definitely an interesting writing process for that song, I reckon.
Nice. Any other favourites?
I'd say my one for me personally would be Merchants. It's just like live, that song is just so much fun to play. Like that'll be like the last song we'll play in a set, probably same situation tonight, but it's just it just gets the crowd moving. It's just a really like flowy riff to play on the guitar, and I imagine same for the bass.
Nice. Do you have a favorite like memory or like story that you have from like recording or like even just like making the album or performing it?
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of fun we've had.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to...
That's good, though. That's a good sign.
I'd say, for me, anyway, it would be having the chorus of one of our songs, Straight, that was fully written in the studio.
Yeah.
And just how that was, the process of how that was created. It was a lot of fun. It's like, it's a fun song. It's a drinking song. It's just, a lot of fun. So that's probably one of my favourite memories.
I think one of my favourite memories from recording was... I can't remember what song it's in. But there's this bit where there's just like a metal clanging sound, and it's literally we found this bit of scrap metal and tied it to the roof and was just absolutely smashing this bit of metal with a hammer.
Man.
I thought that was pretty funny, to be honest.
It's tribal.
Pretty tribal. Yeah.
That's classic.
That was good.
Nice. And you guys just came out of like a massive New Zealand wide tour. How was that, like, touring places you haven't played before and stuff?
That was awesome.
Mental.
Like, me, personally, I have only, like, in terms of North Island, I've only ever been to Auckland, like, 3 or 4 times in my life.
Yeah.
So it was actually cool to get out and see the country that I grew up in, you know what I mean?
Like,
I've only really travelled around the South Island, and for me, it was just cool being able to see all those different places like, and actually visit them instead of just, you know, like, you just hear about them a lot and stuff. But yeah, no, that was a big sort of thing for me, was the travelling part of it.
I think it was also, it was real special to play so many places that we've never been to, and people turned up and were singing the songs back to us, and
I don't think we
having
had
a real good time. Like, even Fiddyhanger on a Tuesday, like,
Fiddyhanger turned
up. It still turned up, and you know, people were having a great time. So I think that was real special for me, just everyone turning up. And,
trying to support
Abe. Having a good time. Nice. Do you have a favourite gig that you played on the tour?
I think for... Okay, sorry, I'm really taking over.
No, go for it.
I think one of the standouts was actually here in Dunedin.
Yeah.
We played the Crown. And it sold out, and it was just rammed, and there were people flying everywhere. The monitors at the front of the stage were flying everywhere. it was just sweaty, and it was disgusting, but it was exactly how I like it.
And I think the coolest part about that was our first ever sold out show outside of Wanaka, which is our hometown.
True.
So that was also like a really cool milestone to make, to be able to do that as well.
Yeah.
So that was definitely probably one of the highlights.
I think Hamilton as well was a standout.
Up the Tron.
Up the Tron. We had a surprisingly big presence in Tron. It was pretty cool. Like, we did not expect the turnout we had there. Like, it was pretty unreal. Last place by Hamilton. That was awesome.
Nice.
Taupo. That was another.
Taupo.
That was also another awesome gig. That was the last sort of leg of the North Island, and that was just cool because it was like, sort of the energy was there for it, this is the last show. So for me, I think it was a pretty cool sort of ending to it all, wrapping it up. Yeah,
nice. Do you have a least favorite gig, or like a worst experience at a gig?
I don't think we had a bad job.
I think the worst moment on stage for me is...
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
I've got a tuning pedal on my thing, but you can change what frequency it's tuning to.
Yeah.
And it somehow managed to get, like, 20 or 40 hertz out of what Clark was tuned to. So I was perfectly in tune.
Clark was perfectly in tune,
but it just sounded... abysmal.
Yeah, and it was like three songs before.
Yeah,
you
it took three.
It.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So that had me sweating.
Yeah.
Like, you know when something's wrong, but you don't know.
You don't know what's wrong yet, and you can't figure it out.
But I think they were all real good shows. Like, we had a real good crew behind us helping us set up, and I don't think anything.
Yeah, wrong. Nice.
No.
I mean, that's what you want.
Henry had a bit of a moment.
Okay, we're not going to... No, let's not go there.
Okay. Maybe next time.
Possibly. We'll talk about that maybe 5 years time.
Yeah,
5 years,
yeah. 5 years.
Yeah. And when the next album is released, if you spent 7 years. What is next for Parachutes?
Yeah, so our next goal is definitely... we've already started writing a new album, so we're in the process of doing that. Yeah, so what we're kind of working on now is obviously being able to fund that, and we're going up to Auckland to record that at Lab Studios.
Cool.
I think is the goal.
A bit of a change for
us. Yeah, so we just want to make it like the best thing we possibly can, and just put our all into it. And I think we're really excited for that.
Yeah, nice. Is this next album about the past couple of years, or the past couple of months, or like what? That's the inspiration behind writing that one.
Well, I think for our next album, like, because we were saying before, the one we've just released is sort of more of a collection of songs. I think the way we want to write this next album is definitely going to be a bit more of, like, connection between the songs. Like, I think we want to kind of write it more as an album. So sort of, there's going to be themes, there's going to be different songs, we'll have, like, similar meanings and stuff like that. Like, I think we're going to actually properly think about it. Sit down and like might even write a roadmap. Like, I think we want to be prepared for what we're going to write. I think like we kind of the way we write songs like is quite sort of spontaneous. Like literally one of the songs that we've written recently we wrote in like less than an hour. Like it was just you get in the zone and it flows, but then other times you might write parts of it over 6 months, you know. So I think trying to get as much as we can and sort of setting it out, laying it out as a proper album is probably the goal for what we want to do, I think.
Yeah. Do you guys... Sorry.
I think we've got, like, we've already got quite a bit of body of work that we need to, like, sort out. Like, we've got some quite cool
riffs and things.
Things and like weird
choruses and strange.
And even
parts.
Like weird intros to songs and stuff, which I'm finding really inspiring. So I think it's going to take a bit of a different spin to the last album.
Yeah, I think we're experimenting a bit more, which is pretty cool. Like,
that's
seeing
exciting.
What works and what doesn't. Yeah.
I think getting out and into Auckland, where it's like a new environment, will also like.
Yeah, definitely.
We've found a lot of new bands and you know, local acts that have inspired us in different ways. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm sure we'll be pulling elements from
stealing from other bands.
I heard this riff I really like.
release it before they do.
Classic. Do you guys write all of your stuff together, or
I'd say it's pretty collaborative. Like, we all have a part.
I'd say we write the songs together as one. I mean, normally it comes from like one or more people will come up with like an idea or something, and then we kind of flesh it out all together.
Nice.
I think we're not afraid to say if we don't like something. Like,
Yeah.
I think we prefer to write live as well. I think is what we found. Like, it's easy to sort of gel with each other when we're in the same room with acoustic instruments. You know, like actually writing the song.
Yeah.
Instead of like, we've tried writing like in front of a computer and stuff, and like we've done a few things where you'd think it would sound good, but then when you actually go and try to play it, then you're like, oh, this is a lot more, I don't know, complicated than what we thought.
Or just like weird,
whatnot, and like it's hard to transition that to a live performance. So I think we prefer to write live first and then put it on a computer or whatnot.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Alright, well, that was all the questions I had. Have you guys got any, apart from tonight, any other gigs, anything else you want to put out in the world that you're doing?
We've got one gig coming up sort of soonish, August 27th, I believe, at Water Bar in Wanaka. So it's kind of just another sort of gig we want to put on, help us raise a bit of money towards the album and whatnot. So be super keen. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say just smash our last album we put out. If you haven't heard it already, just give it a spin hopefully you enjoy it.
Cool. Nice. Thanks so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Have so much fun tonight at Uber.
We will.
That's gonna be a good night.
We will.
Yo. All right. Cheers.
Amazing.
We got your song Vendetta queued up next.
Sweet.
Mint.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.